In our previous year, we began a discussion on the concept of Meisa Machs Melacha. We quoted the Machlokes Rishonim of why the Gemara Masechta Metziah Daf Tzadik Vav on the Beis teaches us that Meisa Machs Melacha is Potter. And in applying those concepts that we've discussed, I saw a number of different shilas that the Paiskim discuss around this issue. One shila that I saw was a woman had borrowed a dress from someone else to wear at a wedding, and she's sitting at the wedding and she is holding on her lap a child. And the child takes some food and eats it and wraps it on this dress. It was an oily food, and the food caused a stain on that dress that cannot be removed. What would be the halacha? Is that considered meisa machs halacha? She obviously borrowed the dress with the intention of wearing the dress. So can we say that that's considered meisa machs halacha, or will she be chayiv? So the Paiskim say that certainly in such a circumstance we cannot apply the concept of meisa machs halacha. And the reason we can't apply the concept of meisa machs halacha, because as we discussed in the previous shiur, whatever explanation we give in the machlokes rishonim for the ptur, for the exemption of meisa machs halacha, it wouldn't apply over here. Whether we say that we take the opinion of the Ramah, who says that the person who lends something expects it to be used, or we take the opinion of the other Rishonim, the Rashba, that says that the Mashal is sort of a Pesheya in lending this, knowing that this could happen, that's all in situations where the item that was borrowed was used in a normal fashion. But in a place where the borrower did not take proper care of the item that he borrowed, a person who borrows a dress that doesn't belong to her ought to know that a child, not to put a child in her lap with food that could cause a stain. And therefore, such a person could certainly not claim Meisa Machs Melacha. The Sefer Mishpatei HaTorah here in Masechta Bava Metziah in Siman Samach Tes discusses another situation. What will be the halacha if a waiter accidentally poured some food on this woman who's wearing the dress? We would say Meisa Machs Melacha. So he says that even a waiter who accidentally poured food on the dress would not give this woman the exemption of Meisa Machs Melacha. The way I understand the shaila is because the reality is there's a tension. There's a balance that the halacha needs to discuss. On one hand, there's a concept that we've been discussing of Meisa Machs Melacha. But on the other hand, there is a halacha of oinus, that the Torah is very clear in saying that a shoyel is chayef for oinsim. And the question we need to understand is, when is it an oinus and when is it a meisamach smelocha? So he seems to take the position that anything that the shoyl could have, should have expected may happen, because he's a shoyl, as the Gemara says, kol hanor shaloi, is something that he should have made sure to avoid. I'm not certain that that is the halacha, because it could well be that this is not considered a shoyl mach, that this is not considered meisim mach malacha. I borrowed the dress to wear it, and if I'm going to wear it, then it's a dress that's going to be worn to Simchas. This is what happens at Simchas. He, however, is very clear in saying that we cannot apply the concept of meisim machas malacha. We cannot apply the concept of meisim machas malacha here either. Another question that comes up as we discuss the concept of meisim machas malacha. Somebody borrowed a drill, and instead of using the drill in his home, he took the drill to a construction site, and he used the drill in the construction site, and it broke. The motor wore out. The shoyl says it was Mesa Machmas Melacha. The marshal says that you should be chayif. So the question is, what is the halacha? So really, the halacha will depend on what was said when he borrowed this drill. If he said when he borrowed the drill that he's going to use it for purposes at home, then you would be able to say that that was a case of meisim machas malacha. If, however, he said he's going to borrow the drill to use it at a construction site, then you can't apply the concept of meisim machas malacha. Similarly, questions come up. Similarly, questions come up quite often when we speak about Mesa Machmas Malacha. Questions come up when borrowing a car. One of the shailas that I saw when we speak about Mesa Machmas Malacha was, somebody borrowed a car. Somebody borrowed a car, and he was driving the car, and in front of him, Rahman al-Slam, jumped a child. Of course, the person who was driving the car immediately made a short stop, not to chas v'sholem hurt the child. But because he made a short stop, a car that was right behind him, that wasn't keeping a far enough distance, hit this car. And now, not only did he hit the borrowed car, he actually drove off. So now, the borrower of the car has a car that's damaged. He has a car that's damaged. And the question is, that does Reuven have to pay the marshal for the damage to this car? And again, the question is this considered Mesa Machmas Malacha? It really goes back to what we've been discussing. What is the reason for Mesa Machmas Malacha? as we've been quoting, if we take the opinion of the Ramban says that Meisamach's Melacha is that if I lent you a car, and in the normal using of the car, in the normal use of the car, something happened to the car, that is considered, says the Ramban, Meisamach's Melacha. Why? Because I who lent you the car was a Pesheya, am a Pesheya, and lending you a car knowing that while driving a car, something can happen to the car. If that's the explanation of Meisamach's Melacha, so we probably can only apply Meisamach's Melacha to situations where the damage to the car happened because of the wear and tear on the car itself. But anything that happened to the car, not because of the wear and tear of the car itself, there we can't say that the person who lent the car knew that this is likely to happen to the car, and therefore is considered a pesheya. And therefore, according to the Ramban's understanding of Meisamach's Melacha, this would not be a case of Meisamach's Melacha. However, according to the Ramah explanation of Meisamach's Melacha, who says that when I lend you a car, I recognize that all sorts of things can happen. So this would be a case of Meisamach's Melacha. As we said in our previous year, the Rishonim already explained that the difference between the Ramban and the Ramah is if somebody is borrowed a horse, and he's riding on the horse and the horse was attacked, would that be considered Meisamach's Melacha or not? And we explained that according to the Ramban, it's not considered Meisamach's Melacha. According to the Ramah, it is considered Meisamach's Melacha. And the same thing here. Somebody is driving the car, and Chas V'Shalom, there's an accident while he's driving the car. So it seems to me that according to the Ramban, that cannot be considered Meisamach's Melacha. According to the Ramah, it would be considered Meisamach's Melacha. And therefore, in our situation, therefore, la'halokh la'maisa, since we know whenever we have such a situation, ha'motzi m'chaveri olav haraya, and the shoyel would not have to pay. Of course, the person who caused the accident does have to pay, but that obviously requires finding that person and the person who hit the car. But along the same line, what would be the halacha if somebody borrowed a car and he parked it in a parking spot, and while it's parked, something happened to the car? Somebody hit the car, or whatever damage happened to the car. The halacha is that clearly is not Meisamach's Melacha, because we only could apply the concept of Meisamach's Melacha when what happened, Machmas Melacha, while you were working with the car. Here, he wasn't doing anything with the car, and we couldn't apply the concept. Everybody would agree that we cannot apply in such a circumstance the concept of Meisamach's Melacha.